everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. And He's ministering to people all over the globe, all over the earth, simultaneously. Individuals that love Him. And He's able to do a great and mighty work. He guides people to pray for one another and intercede so that He can legally move on people's behalf. Never underestimate what the Lord can do. If it's not by might nor by power, but it is by the Holy Spirit, we don't need to underestimate the power and the workings of the Holy Spirit. Every time I learn from the Lord, I'm more in awe. I'm more amazed at the way He do things. And when you're free in your heart to believe Him, when you're free to look to Him, and you're not letting other things distract you, you can learn what the Holy Spirit is doing. Many times I minister to others or I talk to other people about how wonderful the Word of God is and the things that He's capable of doing. And I always get it seems like people expect the worst too much, too often. They're not used to what their mind is not on what the Holy Spirit is capable of. Their mind is on their problems and things they're concerned about. Well, God has healing for all that. He always did. The Word of God is full of healing. It's full of solutions that we need. And you can't see them if you're focused on the problem. Every time we keep our attention on Him, our focus on Him, everything follows suit. Everything follows the way it should. Jesus, He showed us, He gave us a wonderful teaching about focus. But it was brief. He said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. And in the problems are there. People's opinions are there. Their actions are with you. They do things. They say things. Positive, negative. And sometimes the wrong training, the wrong thoughts, the wrong education, the wrong belief system cause problems. But when you're looking at the Lord, He'll give you the wisdom right there where you are to rise above it anyway. I can't count the times He's blessed me and help me to succeed when it looked like I could only surely fail. Now, there were times that I would look to my situation and I'd be distraught, I'd be aggravated, I wish things were different. That's where my focus was. So, and I'd ask Him how to solve the problem. Now, as I drew near to the Lord, I began to ask Him how to solve the problem. And instead of talking about the things I was concerned about, He'd talk about me, things that was in my heart. And He taught me how to get that right. I couldn't do anything about what other people do or say or their opinions. But He showed me how to change what's going on in me. And always to keep a clear heart and don't hold animosity, and unforgiveness, things like that slow you down, strife. And love Him anyway. And I know how it is when people tell you to do those things. That's like taking medicine. That's like taking castor oil. From that position it is. Now, from my position, after I've grown and I've been in God's presence and learned from Him, I began to see what He was talking about. And what He was doing, He showed me how to rise above all of the problems that challenged me and succeed anyway. And over time, I learned not to look at the problem as being a big stumbling block. I saw it. It's over there. It's in front of me. But as I looked to the Lord, and seek Him, the wisdom is also there for me to rise above the problem and conquer it according to the word, biblically. I'm not just saying cliches. I'm not a cliche preacher, but Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. And I'm going to break it down further. If you look into the Lord, you know you got problems. They don't seem to go away. They're right there in your face to challenge you. And they're stubborn. But if you can look to the Lord, He is able to give you the wisdom you need in real time to rise above the problem that exists, and you'll have the wisdom to change the facts on the ground. And that was in the beginning stages. I would do it in part. I would listen to the Lord and see what He said, but I'm still focused on the problem. And when I did that, I'm asking Him questions, getting the answers, but my attention was still on the problem. And I still saw it. And it still aggravated me. But I learned that if I look to Him, He'd give me my needed wisdom, and I'll overcome it like I did, over time. The Word of God always worked. And the more I kept my focus on Him and saw things for what I saw things in real time, I learned to trust Him and not just what I was looking at. And the Lord has so much to say. He has good things to share with us, to help us to go forward. He wants us to know Him. And we learn Him by seeking Him within our lives. We learn who He is, and we learn how to navigate our lives looking to Him. Now, over time, I just learned how to. The problems that were there were there. Every problem is solvable, especially when it's under the jurisdiction of your will. Now, when it comes to other people and their will, God don't make people do what they don't want to do. And He's not going to make them do you right. But just like anything else, a person's opinion, you can't always change people's opinions, even when you feed them the Word of God. We are designed by God to live the light. We've been given a brand new spirit, and we have all the tools we need to live according to the Word of God. The Word of God presents people with more light. And then they have the opportunity to receive it. Now, when it comes to opposing opinions, you don't have to change a person's opinion when you're designed by God to expose opinions. You can expose opinion of people. And when they're wrong, when the light is shone forth, everything is exposed for what it is and the condition that it's in. Darkness cannot comprehend light. Darkness cannot instruct light. Light exposes darkness. And good opinions expose bad ones. When you live the Word of God, you're going to outlast them when they look better. And sometimes they will. But don't get discouraged. Keep looking at the Lord and be steady with it. And you're going to find out that you're going to override everything that the enemy has used to challenge you. Challenge that has come your way. It didn't come from God. But the enemy is trying to destroy our lives, divide us from the people that helps us grow to be strong. He always tries to divide us from them. He tries to overcome and hijack our plans, try to aggravate our purpose, turn people that we love against us, give them the wrong perceptions, and speak evil of your good. But no matter what he does, no matter what kind of rocks he throws, no matter what kind of arrows he shoots, darts he shoots, the wisdom of God overcomes him when we are using it. Now we have authority. If you see satanic activity, you have to say something. Isaiah wrote in, I think it was Isaiah chapter 61, he said, your mouth will condemn the works of the wicked. You have to say something. When people are doing wrong against you, tell Satan he can't use them against you. And ask the Lord to give them better thoughts. But tell him, tell Satan, demand him, you can't use that person against me. You can't speak. And every word you've spoken against me is dead in Jesus' name. You have the name of Jesus. Don't think God's going to do it for you. That's what Paul tried. When the messenger of Satan came, Paul went to the Lord three times trying to get God to do something about the messenger of Satan. And that messenger of Satan was like a thorn in the flesh. Core religion likes to say religious doctrines like to say it was a sickness. But when Paul listed all the challenges he had, he didn't mention sickness not one time. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He never listed sickness. Shipwrecks, disasters, thieves. And most of the problems that he ran into were religious people. They were worse than the worldly people. But in the case of the messenger of Satan, it was a girl with a familiar spirit harassing him wherever he went. People like her. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. And I'm saying the same thing. God's grace is sufficient. The word of God is loaded with wisdom. It's loaded with promises that are multiplied to us if we receive it. And we have to use it. We have to apply it. God's not going to do it for you. And he's not supposed to do it for you. Especially when we understand what to do. Now, if you're a baby, he might get you. He might help you out. He might do some sovereign works to get you out of your trouble. You're not going to live that way. You're going to live by your faith or die by your doubt. You know, a little child, good adults, when a child is around outside playing, they watching that child to make sure that that child don't fall in an ant bed or get too close to thorns. And if they're around in the grass playing, they watch out, make sure there are no bees in the flowers and things. They watch them. They make sure they don't put things in their mouth. They're hovering over them, watching them. But when they get to be a teenager, they're expected to watch themselves if nothing's wrong with their mind. And the parents that do watch them anyway, they call them helicopter parents. They hang around the children all day to watch and see. They act like their children are stupid. Those children, they're not stupid. They know to run when they're doing something wrong, they know to watch out. If they can do that, they can take care of themselves. They can do what they're supposed to do. If they can make a wrong choice, they can make a right one. You don't have to look over people when they're smart enough. Don't have to be a helicopter parent, is what I'm saying. And in the church, people want God to be a helicopter parent. He's not going to do that. He gave you the wisdom. And he gave you the wit to conquer the activity of Satan. He gave you his word. And we just have to use it. Everything the Lord has given us is power of betterment. He put great things in place so we could do the things that's necessary. It's not reasonable to expect God to do our part. He doesn't want to be a helicopter parent. Now, he watches over us to bless us when we need him to. But he wants us to operate by his word and go forward in him and do all the stuff. He didn't have to hover over Paul. Paul wanted him to hover over him. He didn't know. Paul was also a pioneer. He didn't walk with Jesus in the flesh. He was taught by the Holy Spirit. But sometimes you're going to run into things, and you may not honestly know what to do. You might be just like Paul was in his situation. He wanted God to do something about his thorn in the flesh. I have been there too. I've done the same thing. We all have. But he asked God about three times, and the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you." Now, all the principles that God has put in place to bless us are there for us to use at our own will. We don't need God to come down and govern our lives. He gave us his word, and we can govern our lives with the word of God. That was my strategy as a parent. Now, I was divorced. My children were not with me every day. But on the weekends when they come over, I would teach them the word of God. And the word of God helped them make good choices. It helped me make good choices, and I was confident that the word of God would help my children govern their lives. And they did good things. And when they had their challenges, they better knew what to do. But some people are afraid to let their children out of their sight. What if they don't do good? What if they do? What if they make poor choices? What if they make good ones? If you guide them, they're going to make some bad ones eventually. But you have to let it cost them. They're not going to learn until it costs them. If you helicopter over them and bail them out all the time, they'll keep getting in trouble. But when it starts costing them, they'll stop. If people have enough sense to get in trouble trying to be slick, when it starts costing them, they might rethink their life. Especially if they have the word of God to stand on. People don't go around wanting to be in trouble. But what I'm saying, the essence of what I'm saying is, no matter what challenge you have before you and how much you want things to turn out right, if you look to the Lord, he'll show you your best wisdom. And see, when you live the light of God's word, you expose things that are in front of you. If people are being low down and you're doing them right, you expose them to them. And then they have to make a choice. Now, if they keep on, God's going to, you know, you don't really want God to solve the problem. You'd rather for them to do right on their own so that he don't have to judge them. Because when God moves, they won't be able to bother you anymore. He can divide people out of your life if they keep harassing you. The judgment of God comes on those who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So if you live your life and expose things for what they are, and people keep rebelling, something's going to happen. That's why Jesus said, pray for those that despitefully use you, because when God moves, you're going to feel sorry for the people who've been harassing your life. They won't be able to harass your life anymore. And we need God's wisdom. With God's wisdom, his wisdom don't fail us. You don't need people. A lot of times people set their ministries up depending on others. You have to get to the point, even if your ministry is well funded by others, you have to get to the point where you look to God and not to people. Because if you look to people, this is what will happen. If you look into them, whatever's in your heart is coming out of your mouth. And if your eyes are on them, that's in your heart and it's coming out, and they're going to know that you're looking to them, and they'll try to control your words. The enemy will incite them to incite you to do what he wants you to do. But if you're looking to the Lord, the Lord will put things in place And the ministry will never go backwards. It'll continue. If people stop helping you, God will find somebody else, or he'll show you your wisdom to get the job done. And if you don't mind doing the work of the ministry, if you don't mind being a laborer, you don't have a problem. There's always a way to do what God wants to do. I thank God for everybody that helped me. I thank God for all of my customers that support my business to help me in my ministry. I thank God for those who will give a donation, which is not that many people. But I look to the Lord, and the job is getting done. I'm doing what God said do. If I'm obeying God and doing what he said do, the job is getting done, because the Holy Spirit wastes nothing. Never underestimate what the Holy Spirit can do with your faithfulness. He can multiply it many millions of times over. Many millions of times over. My pastor said, think big this year. If the Lord can feed 5,000 people, 5,000 men and their families, which is about 20 to 25,000 people, with a small boy's lunch, he can take the anointing on my life and the words in this website and the radio broadcast and reach millions of people all over the globe every day. And the Lord told me how, you know, people go on there. And he gets excited about every broadcast because he knows the people he's going to use. And I get excited about everything he's doing. See, when he's guiding you and you're obedient, it's working. You can't get any better than that. I thank the Lord for all that he's doing, the way he does things. And he trains us. See, with the anointing that he gives us, he trains us so that he can use us even more. Look to him, not man. Never protect your focus. See, fear looks to man. Pride looks within. You can't go anywhere looking within because you don't have the knowledge that God has. You can't do as good a job as he can. He sees everybody at once. He can use everybody at the same time. All over the place. He used people of faith. People that trust him. The more we yield ourselves, the more he can do in our lives. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus is Lord. His return is soon. And we need to be ready so we don't be left here. Till next time, God is mightily moving by his Spirit.